stand on every promise of God's word. So let's turn to God's word now as David brings us our reading for today.
Thank you.
And so you might have noticed that the baby is in the manger here. And so we continue in this Christmas story, as it's told in Luke and in chapter 2. And so the shepherds have been to see Jesus, and they've gone back to their place of work. Luke doesn't tell us anything at all about any wise men, nor about an escape to Egypt. But this is just after the shepherds have left. A week later, when the time came for the baby to be circumcised, he was named Jesus, the name which the angel had given him before he had ever been conceived. The time came for Joseph and Mary to perform the ceremony of purification as the law of Moses commanded. And so they took the child to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. And that is as it is written in the law of the Lord. Every firstborn male is to be dedicated to the Lord. They also went to offer a sacrifice of a pair of doves or two young pigeons as required by the law of the Lord. And at that time, there was a man named Simeon living in Jerusalem. He was a good, God-fearing man, and he was waiting for Israel to be saved. The Holy Spirit was with him and had assured him that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's promised Messiah. And so, led by the Spirit, Simeon went out into the temple. And when the parents brought the child Jesus into the temple to do for him what the law required, Simeon took the child in his arms and gave thanks to God. "Now, Lord, you have kept your promise, and you may let your servant go in peace. With my own eyes, I have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all people. A light to reveal your will to the Gentiles and bring your glory to your people in Israel." And the child's father and mother were amazed at the things Simeon said about him. Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, "This child is chosen by God for the destruction and the salvation of many in Israel. He will be a sign from God, which many people will speak against, and so reveal their secret thoughts. And sorrow, like a sharp sword, will break your own heart." Amen.
Amen. As David said, yes, there is a manger at the front. No, I haven't gone mad, well, not even more mad than usual, nor have I gone back in time. Today is a special Sunday, and that reading gave it away. Does anybody know what Sunday it is today?
Candlemas.
It is Candlemas, yes. Candlemas is the 2nd of February, and Candlemas Sunday is the nearest one to it. This year it actually falls on the 2nd of February. Candlemas is a time that happens in between Christmas and Lent, and it stands liturgically also in the middle of those two events. It invites us to take a last look back to the Christmas events and the Christmas stories. And it also moves us forward as we look to what Jesus was born to do. It's not something that's often celebrated in the Methodist Church, but in other Christian traditions, it marks the end of the Christmas period. Traditionally, Christmas ends on the 6th of January or Twelfth Night, when the decorations are taken down, if we can wait that long. But in some traditions, the whole Christmas period extends to Candlemas, with the Sundays being marked as the first, second, and so on, of Christmas or after Epiphany. And some people even keep their trimmings up until February. And so we have one last look back to a Christmas scene. It's also the time when, as a church, we remember the infant Jesus being presented in the temple. We think of his parents taking him for dedication, and the prophecies of Simeon, and if we were to have read on through that passage in Luke 2, the prophecy also of Anna. But I wonder, as Simeon took that child in his arms, it said he gave thanks. But I wonder what he thought, what he felt when that baby was placed in his arms and he looked upon the Messiah as he had been promised. Simeon took the child in his arms and found fulfillment. The law required that after a child's birth, a sacrifice had to be offered. This was done at the temple and required a journey there. It was an offering of thanks to God, and the law stated that the firstborn of all living creatures was to be consecrated to God, and therefore a firstborn child required the sacrifice of an animal. Mary and Joseph come to do this, and they meet Simeon, who was a devout Israelite, who had looked forward to the deliverance of God's people, as had been foretold through Scripture and through the prophets. He had received a promise from God that he would not die until he had seen the Messiah with his own eyes. And prompted by the Holy Spirit, Simeon was in the temple that day and found that the moment had come. Holding the child, he gives thanks to God and says he's now ready to depart the world, a testimony that God's promise has been fulfilled and his life was complete. He had been waiting for this moment a long time, perhaps many years, and maybe he had doubts and questions during that time. Will it ever happen? Can it really be true? And yet now the waiting is over and God's word has been fulfilled. The fulfillment of God's promise is not just something that happened in the past, but is still happening in the here and now. We are part of it. God keeps his promises to us. He gives us hope. He has a purpose for each one of us. And sometimes we can get a bit despondent because things are not happening, or we can't see what's going on, or we can't see any movement of God, or we feel old or inadequate, and we ask, can it really happen? But in Jesus, God fulfills all his promises and uses us in his kingdom. And Simeon took the child in his arms and found light. This child was bringing light for the Gentiles also, light for the whole world. Simeon saw a Jewish prophecy fulfilled, but he also saw the child's coming as for all people, not just for Jews. This was a new idea. The Messiah, when he came, was supposed to redeem and promote Israel and denounce their enemies. But Simeon finds a new message. It reflects the whole message of Christmas, that Jesus was born for all the world, bringing peace to all mankind and a new kingdom for all people. I wonder if this was a new idea for Simeon that he'd never realised until now, or whether he'd known it all along. I wonder if he was surprised that the Messiah he had been promised he would see came as a child. Jesus brought light to Simeon and to all the world. And light to all people includes us. We have the light of God's word to guide us, the light of his presence to comfort us. We have times of darkness and uncertainty in our world, in our circuit, in our churches, in our lives. But we have the light of Jesus. Traditionally, Candlemas was the time when people would bring candles to church to be blessed, candles which they would then take back to use in their homes before they had electric lights. A reminder that Jesus brought light. The light in their homes was the light that Jesus gave. And maybe today you might like to light a candle as a reminder of the light of Jesus in your home, in your life. And Simeon took the child in his arms and found peace. The promise that God had given him was fulfilled. His searching was over and he was at peace. He could say, "Now, Lord, let your servant depart in peace." He had done what he was meant to do. God gives us his peace. When we have difficult decisions to make, sometimes we have that feeling of peace as we know that God is speaking to us. We have that feeling of peace when we see God's promises fulfilled to us. We can stand on every promise of his word and have that peace of knowing that whatever happens, God is in charge. We can have peace even in the midst of storms. The peace of knowing that God is here with us. And if we have him, then everything will be okay. Whatever age we are, we can have that peace of God. We can live in God's peace. The peace that is God's gift to us. And the peace that passes understanding. So today at Candlemas, we have our look back at Jesus coming into the world, bringing fulfillment and light and peace. And also a look forward to how Jesus continued to bring fulfillment and light and peace through his ministry, through his death and resurrection, through sending his spirit so that he could be with all people at all times. And we remember it again as we share at his table, a reminder of what Jesus came to do and a remembrance of his love and his sacrifice and the hope that he gives us today. As we share communion and come to his table, as you are either waiting to come forward or as you have received and are having time of quiet, I'm going to pass the baby around and I'm going to invite you, like Simeon, to take the child in your arms and think how you feel. Think what it says to you. How would you have felt if you had been there? Or how do you feel now? What fulfillment and light and peace do you need? When you take the child in your arms, What will God say to you? And what will you find? So let's pray. Light of the world, you came into a place of darkness to bring hope and love and peace. Light of the world, shine wherever there is darkness today, where there is pain and sorrow. May the brilliance of your presence bring joy. Where there is sickness and suffering, may your healing touch bring light in the storm. Where there is greed and corruption, may your radiance scatter the shadows. Where there is hatred and bitterness, may your brightness dispel the clouds. To the people who are on our hearts this morning, and in the times and situations that we face now, may your light bring comfort. Lord Jesus Christ, light of the world, rise again upon us, we pray, and illuminate the darkness of this world through your life-giving grace. In your name we pray. Amen.